The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
This is the Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock now. It's being dubbed Freedom Day in England as all remaining COVID-19 restrictions are removed there. But is there a party atmosphere, or are people apprehensive? Our reporter Barry White joins us now from London. Barry, what's it like there in the English capital? Everyone dumped their masks?
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. No, not everyone has suddenly dumped their masks and refused to wear them from today on. Not here in London, anyway. I was on the underground this morning, and I would say 90-95% of people were still wearing masks. The mayor of London City, Can, actually tweeted earlier today asking people to continue to wear their masks on public transport, despite today being Freedom Day. And only a select few were not wearing them when I was on the underground. While in supermarkets and shops, most people, from what I could see, are still wearing masks as well. So although today has been dubbed Freedom Day here, a lot of people are still being cautious. So despite it not being voluntary to wear masks, the majority are still choosing to wear them. And while I'm sure a lot of people in Ireland today would have seen pictures from England last night of packed nightclubs, which opened for the first time in 18 months, Ben Quinn, who is a journalist with the Guardian newspaper here in London, says Brits are still split on all the COVID-19 restrictions being removed today.
What is the atmosphere like here in London? Well, it depends where you go. If you turned on your television this morning, you would have seen images of lots of young people and maybe not so young people celebrating in nightclubs last night. If you went to the supermarket today, more often than not, certainly in my case, you would have seen people continuing to wear masks. So whether it's called Freedom Day or not, in very many ways, it's just another normal day for in the middle of a pandemic for most people. And in fact, the polls do show, in the case of masks, 2/3 of adults in Britain say they'll continue to cover their faces in shops despite the lifting of all these restrictions. So in some ways, not a lot has changed.
And Ben, is there any apprehension regarding the lifting of all the COVID-19 restrictions today in England, as cases have been rising in the last number of weeks?
Again, it's a divided picture, but while those who've been eagerly calling for the lifting of those restrictions have been making a lot of noise, and among them there has been a lot of members of parliament and others, consistently polling has shown a level of caution among a majority of people here. So there is apprehension, and in the case of the opposition here, the leader of the Labour Party, Keir Starmer, has been calling the move reckless, and that's from quite a different position that the opposition took last year, where it was very much about bipartisanship and supporting the government. That began to change, but it's very much now a hot political issue.
And finally, is it inevitable that this so-called Freedom Day will be short-lived and restrictions are going to eventually return here in England?
Will restrictions be needed in a few months' time? Well, a lot of experts are saying yes, they will. And in fact, among them is the British government's chief medic. That's Dr. Chris Whitty. He's the chief medical officer for England. And he's warned that the number of people in hospital with coronavirus could reach quite, as he put it, quite scary levels within weeks. And he said that new restrictions in England could be needed in about 5 weeks' time.
Yeah, Ben Quinn there from The Guardian. Barry, the biggest changes really today in England are in hospitality. So what do these changes mean, say, for pubs and restaurants?
Yeah, look, similar to Ireland, the hospitality sector here has found itself under stringent rules over the past 18 months. Since lockdown rules were first introduced at the start of the pandemic, some pubs and restaurants in England had to close completely during the lockdowns and stick to rules and social distancing, face masks and limits of 6 per table when they have been open. Meanwhile, pubs have also had to restrict customers to table service only, with no ordering at the bar. And customers have had to check in at venues using the NHS app so they can be contacted in the event of another customer or staff member being testing positive. However, from today, hospitality venues will no longer have to stick to table service only. Customers now in pubs can once again drink at the bar, capacity caps on hospitality venues are also being lifted, while customers and bar staff no longer have to wear face masks. And yeah, that was a strange kind of thing to witness when I was in a few pubs and restaurants earlier today speaking to people. You know, nobody was wearing masks indoors in these pubs and restaurants. So that was a bit strange to see, especially when you're coming from Dublin to see this. And I've been speaking to Pat Logue, who is originally from County Donegal. He owns the Sheephaven Bay pub in Camden Town here in London.
Of course, we welcome it. It's been going on now too long. We're just, I suppose, anxious as well. You know, we don't know what's around the corner in another couple of months. Are we going to keep going the way we are without the masks and without the restrictions? And only time will tell.
We're in your pub here in Camden Town. It's the first day where people coming in don't have to wear masks. It's the first day where your staff don't have to wear masks. Are you okay with that?
Feels a bit weird, you know, the first day, and to see people coming in. You've been telling them for months now to, if you're standing up, you've got to wear a mask. We're like policing it, patrolling it. And now it just feels weird today.
This has been dubbed Freedom Day. Do you think this is it? Is this the end of COVID restrictions here? Or do you think there could be another lockdown around the corner? Because cases are going up in England.
Yeah, The only slight positivity is there's so many people vaccinated now compared to the first time around when there was a lot of new cases every day. But thanks be to God, there's not as many deaths. And, you know, fingers crossed this time.
You're from County Donegal originally, Pat. How do you compare how Ireland's dealing with COVID-19 compared to England?
Well, I wish I was back in Donegal now, in a little village called Downings, in the sunshine. I think from reports that it seems to be getting bad again over there, and they seem to be a couple of months behind us over here in the UK. But hopefully they'll catch up and get everybody vaccinated and get back to normal.
All right, Pat Logue there from Donegal initially. Barry, you mentioned that party atmosphere and those scenes we saw from nightclubs opening their doors for the first time in 18 months. Is there much of that party atmosphere in evidence today in the city?
Yeah, firstly, if anyone saw the pictures and videos from nightclubs across England last night, it was like something you would see on New Year's Eve. For example, people packed into Fabric nightclub here in London with no masks or no social distancing, and there was hundreds of people packed in and hundreds of people queued for hours just to get into the nightclub at midnight. And unlike Ireland, Kieran, you do not need to prove if you've been vaccinated to enter these nightclubs either now that they're reopened. And the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that nightclubs and other venues with large crowds, well, he's urging them to make use of the NHS COVID pass, but saying that it's a matter of social responsibility, but it is not a legal requirement for now. And same again, if anybody wants to go to a nightclub in England tonight, they don't have to prove that they're vaccinated. And like the revelers in the clubs last night across England, I spoke to these people earlier who are welcoming Freedom Day.
Bloody right. Couldn't come soon enough. It's these idiots that won't take the vaccines. If they don't take the vaccines, they shouldn't have been allowed to drink. And if they want NHS help, bugger them.
So you've no concerns that England's opening up too soon?
No. We've got to open up. We can't keep shutting down, opening up, shutting down. I'm 72. You know what I mean? I want to live my life. I want to go to the pub. I want to go to a betting shop. I want to go to the supermarket.
Cases are still rising here. Are you concerned it's...
Yeah, but it's...
They'll open up, but...
It's a youngsters. It ain't us old people. We've been vaccinated.
Are you hopeful that this will be it now, that there'll be no more lockdowns, no more restrictions?
We can't afford it, can we? We borrowed enough dosh as it is. We've run out of gold.
Yeah, I'm happy. It's just another day, isn't it, really? Just got to go with whatever happens.
Should this be it now? There should be no more restrictions?
There's going to be another lockdown before the end of the year, definitely.
Why do you think that?
Because the rate's going up and everyone ain't taking the vaccine. They can't force you or make you take the vaccine, so everyone's got their own opinion.
So have you taken the vaccine yourself?
No, I ain't going to take it. I don't believe in it. It's like they're trying to control everybody. I'm fine. I've got through COVID and everything. My health, just all I think, just drink loads of water. I don't even believe in the COVID thing.
All right, there you have it. Drink a load of water. Don't believe in COVID. Barry, like, you did surely meet other people who are apprehensive, did you?
Yeah, like I say, most people on the underground here in London today were wearing masks. Everyone in the airport and Heathrow today were wearing masks on the buses. Most people were wearing masks, and most people in shops and supermarkets were also wearing masks. Look, there wasn't much social distancing from what I could see, but you know, it's 30 degrees here in London today. It's very, very busy. And it was a strange experience, like I say, being in pubs and restaurants and nobody wearing masks. But all in all, it certainly isn't back to what it would be like pre-COVID-19. It's not back to the old normal. And these Londoners told me earlier that they think Freedom Day is actually happening too soon.
I'm slightly apprehensive, I'd say. I mean, I'm still going to be wearing my mask on the transport and when I'm walking around in restaurants. So for me, I'm not going to make much changes to what I could do on Sunday, to be honest.
Do you think it's too soon to be lifting all the restrictions then?
For me, yes, I'd say yes. You know, I've been double vaxxed and I'm pro the vaccination, but it seems to me that we're going for something because we've set it in stone rather than because the science is saying that we should do it because the infection rate is so high. And I think the deaths are just going to follow, perhaps not to the same level, but can the hospitals really cope with even another kind of slightly lower but still significant increase?
I'm very anxious, yeah. Well, I must be. I'm very anxious. I'll still wear the mask. I will go on public transports and that and go into shops and that. I'll definitely still wear the mask. But that's just me.
So you personally think that maybe they're opening up a bit too soon and they're getting rid of the restrictions a bit too soon?
I do, yeah. I do. But like I said, we need to get back to normality kind of thing. So I would like to get back to more normality kind of thing. So
do you think, although this has been dubbed Freedom Day, there could be more restrictions around the corner because the cases are going up here?
I do, yes. I think it will be more... I think there'll be another wave coming. I do believe that.
I do feel apprehensive. We've had to sort of travel up on the train today and we've avoided the tube. Usually I would use the tube, but I just thought, no, that's just too much of an enclosed space. So, yeah, we both work from home, so I think a lot of our routine isn't going to be that different, but I am going to still avoid quite crowded places and still wear my mask as well. I think, again, with the numbers going up, it's a bit off-putting.
So even though this has been dubbed Freedom Day, a lot of people like yourself are just going to use their own personal responsibility?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to just sort of suddenly go into the supermarket without a mask on and that kind of thing, or mixed with loads of people. I still feel quite happy in my like sort of bubble that I've got with my friends. I don't want to make my world too big at the moment.
Yeah, just some of the views there are from people on the street in London, speaking to our own reporter, Barry White. Barry, while we were speaking, I know you acknowledged that the advice from government when it comes to getting into nightclubs was that people should maybe only go in with their COVID certs, but it wasn't a rule. Well, the vaccines minister has just in the last couple of minutes said entry to nightclubs and other large venues will be limited to people who are fully vaccinated from the end of September. So once they get enough people vaccinated that they can get enough bodies through the door, that's the way they're going across the pond. That's an interesting one. We will keep a close eye on it. In the meantime, Barry, thanks a million for that report. We'll get the latest news headlines now. Here's Owen.